seen this commercial. These socks are supposed to give you some kind, give you walking energy. You know what I'm talking about, them black one. What they call them? Yeah. And they'll show you the fabric, how it's woven together. They pull it up close on a, you know, magnifying thing and let you see how it's woven together. How it stretch, how it has the ability to hold your muscles and in your legs and feet in a place that will comfort and strengthen it, give it the best, cause it to be able to function better, you know, because it helps hold the muscle with strength. And you're not supposed to get it tired. So he said, woven together in love fabric. Your heart be woven together in love fabric. This will give you access. Now watch this. When your heart is woven together in love fabric, other word, the love of God. Can't nobody love you like God. Oh, if we could get a revelation of how much God loves us. Mm-hmm. Love fabric. This would give you access to all the riches of God. As you experience the revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. Christ. As you do what? Experience the revelation of God's great mystery, Christ. See, he's in you. You're experiencing it. You know what it's like to be comforted. You know what it's like to be encouraged. You know what it's like to have a vision, a dream, and you can achieve it in the confidence that you can do it and can't nobody stop you. Love fabric. You know what it's like to live in a relationship with the riches of God, that relationship flourish and blossom with the peace and love of God, where there's no strife and griping and complaining, but it's, you know, some homes are really trouble. There's a fussing and a griping and a complaining and a, right? But when you know and you experience this, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then your life is filled with the peace of God. The confidence, I know everything is all right. I'm not troubled, even though chaos is happening all around you. But I'm in a place of comfort. Everything is all right. My life is at peace. And I can function in life. I don't lash out at people. I don't walk around with an attitude. I don't walk around with jealousy in my heart. I am not irresponsible, but I'm looking to make a difference in the life of everyone I can, because I have experienced this Christ in me. He's just not, even though some people, they are born again, but they haven't experienced what this new birth produce and give. It's a daily thing. It's not a Sunday morning 45, 1 hour sermon. Few praise song from the praise team. It's way beyond that. Way beyond that. Even if we get a word and give a word, a prophecy, a tongue, an interpretation, and we dance, run down through there and dance a little bit, it's beyond that, y'all. It's comfort you in the night season. But you know you're not by yourself. Christ in you. Then if I need to know something in life, I need, there's decision to be made. I have this treasure in me. Watch it. Now listen. For our spiritual wealth is where? Like what? Like hidden treasure, what? Waiting to be discovered. Heaven's wisdom and what else? Endless riches of revelation knowledge. Or if we could grasp this. That's why too many people that say they're born again, and impossible, that's the truth, they're born again, but take too little interest in taking a study, a constant, continuous search, diligent study of the word, and meditating and consecrating and seeking. They'll seek all the other things. I remember just one thing, and nothing against anybody, but I remember I thought it was so cool, you know, to smoke a cigarette, to see that smoke come out my nose. I thought that was so cool. And doing so, I got the, you know, because it had nicotine in it. And I picked up the habit of smoking. And when you really look at it, can you tell me what value you get out of smoking a cigarette? What does it add to your life? What part in it can you, only thing it add to your stink? Right? I mean, if you smoke, I'm not putting you down. You just need to be delivered. And because I got delivered. Thank God, that'd been many years ago, 1959 when it happened. So you know, 1969. I smoked my last cigarette in September 1969. Never smoked another, never will smoke another. But we waste our time and put our time in worthless things. But all will, and then when it comes to the Bible, I don't understand that you got the Holy Spirit. Then you got people talking against being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues. I mean, it's all through the Bible. But they spend time, you got whole denominations, spend time trying to deny it and call it the devil and all this, of the devil and all this. I don't know how in the world you can read the Bible and come up with that conclusion. That's of the devil. And when someone would take the time to search the Holy Spirit, see, the Holy Spirit more than just speaking in tongues. See, that's where most people start and stop. No, he's far beyond tongues. It's just a way, a language you speak, he gives, but he wants to get you into the depths of the riches of God. How rich is God? You think anybody got anything in the earth, any kind of instrument, any kind of surveyor that you can survey and find out how rich God is? How rich is God? What is the depths of his knowledge? What is the depths of his knowledge and wisdom? What is his ability to do? Can you measure it? You got anything? You better know that nothing can measure God. But God himself. And then we panic. Too many of us panic when we heard of coronavirus, COVID-19. And because we were listening to all the people that was talking, they don't know anything. I mean, they're telling the truth what they see in the natural. But I'm talking about a knowledge, a revelation of who you are, what we have. That you enter into that place that none of these things move me.